Hey guys, welcome to the LifeWord Podcast Studio, Day by Day Dangerous. We're going to wrap up this Day by Day Dangerous section that we've been doing throughout the summer. And here's the last danger or the last caution that I want to give to you. And that is trying to ask and answer questions that the text never really addresses. Now, this is a difficult one because it is interesting and it is almost fun to ask questions about a particular text of Scripture or about a narrative or a story that's going on. And so, for instance, if you think about the story of Abraham and his wife Sarah and the event of God calling Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. I mean, that narrative is so full of tension and emotion from a couple of different perspectives. And as you're studying that or as you're talking about that in your Bible study, someone might say, has anyone ever considered Sarah's perspective? And she was the wife of Abraham, and here Abraham comes and tells her that he's going, that God has called him to sacrifice Isaac, her only son. And that's interesting, and it does help us to contemplate what all the emotions that may have been involved. But the thing that we have to keep in mind as we study the Bible is that the text never addresses that. So we can ask those questions, but it's really hard to answer those questions because the text never really does deal with those questions. And so a lot of times, and when it comes to Bible study, those types of questions may be, they may appear that we're super spiritual and asking these questions, but in reality, we're getting outside the frame of what the text and what God and what the Holy Spirit is actually trying to do with the text of Scripture. So be careful of asking and answering questions that the text never does really address. It can get us down rabbit trails that the text never really does speak to, upon which we cannot speak with definitive or with authority there. All right? I hope over these last several weeks that these ideas, these habits that we can sometimes fall into have been helpful to you and will help you be clearer and sharper as you study God's Word. Until next time on Day by Day.